Hi, my name is Marvelous Lo Carey, and in today's podcast, I'll be discussing the interaction between patients, providers, and health systems, and how that impacts patients' technical quality of care. As we are already aware of, patients today are much more educated and aware of their health than ever before. Cultural competence and patient-centeredness are approaches to improving healthcare quality that have been promoted extensively in recent years, as they have gained recognition in popularity. However, considerable ambiguity has evolved in their definition and use across settings. Proponents of patient-centeredness speak of cultural competence as merely one aspect of patient-centered care, while proponents of cultural competence often assert the converse. Although when it comes to receiving the best quality of care from the healthcare providers and health systems, there's been discussions on whether there are disparities based on patient interaction with the providers and their health plans. Prior research has established that there are disparities by race and ethnicity and socioeconomic status in the quantity and kind of healthcare used, and in select outcomes among persons with systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, which is an inflammatory disease caused when the immune system attacks its own tissues. Although disparities in outcomes appear to be due to an array of factors, including socioeconomic status of person with SLE, characteristics of their communities, and the nature of the healthcare they receive, there's also evidence that differences in technical quality of care play a role in increased damage. To measure the technical quality of care, researchers at the Rosalind Russell and Ephraim P. Engelman Rheumatology Research Center developed 20 quality indicators that covered general preventive and treatment strategies in SLE. The research concluded that the ratings in lowest quartile of all dimensions of interactions with providers and healthcare systems were associated with lower technical quality of care, potentially results in poor SLE outcomes. Apart from the evolution of patient correctiveness and cultural competence is the fact that both began as guides for interpersonal interactions and later expanded to consider health systems. Because frameworks for understanding quality and interpersonal interactions are very different from frameworks for quality in health systems, which are considered different while comparing patient correctiveness and cultural competence at both levels. I'm a pharmacy tech at a clinical pharmacy, so I deal with patients' medication list. The nature of our job does not discriminate on the financials or health plans of the patients. Although, based on patients' health plan, we offer different services for them, but I would not equate that to providing different quality of services. The problematic situation causes me to question if more effort needs to be on the healthcare system to improve on their end for promoting the importance of educating patients on their health, as it appears there is some correlation between their knowledge and the quality of care received. The conflict with this approach is patients are not responsible for the quality of the care they receive, so that puts onus on the healthcare system on emphasizing to the providers responsibility to give the best quality of care to its patients. For instance, the use of community health workers might help healthcare system reach out and bring care to patients, rather than always relying on the patients to come to the system for care. Likewise, the distinct aspects of patient-centeredness have the potential to improve care for people of color and to reduce disparities in care. Emphasizing provider availability might improve care, most dramatically for minority groups who tend to be disadvantaged in terms of access to care.